Hello everyone, you're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was Letting Go on the Flying Free Meditation Album by Bliss. So glad that you can join us today. I was thinking that we are America Meditating and we have such deep, profound conversations. And in many of our shows, we also play a meditation in the midst of all of that. But we've not really focused a lot on just meditations for some of our shows. And today, it was my pure wish to just dedicate an entire show only to the energy and the vibration of just meditation. Now, many of you know that there are various types of meditations, and we seek to find the ones that speak deepest to our beings. In my teachings of Raja Yoga Meditation by the Brahma Kumaris, it is what has settled into me. And perhaps the main reason why I've appreciated being in the community, it's because the community has consistently found its comfort zones in various other communities. It's not afraid to expand its reach and its service and its understanding of other faith traditions and other spiritual practices. But throughout the ages, seers and prophets, mystics and gurus and sages, meditation has always been a very key component in them keeping the interior awakening happening. We're at a very beautiful time in our history where things are breaking down and the darkness has become so amplified that deep within our beings we're feeling the only ones who can rescue us right now and salvage us is the soul, the self. And so with these next few minutes that we will have together, I would like to invite you that if you're driving in your car, don't go too deep, but enjoy your moments of your stops. But if you are in the kitchen and you're listening to this, it's a good time. You can walk and meditate. You can cook and meditate. The importance of the teachings of Raja Yoga Meditation is to keep your attention on what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And if you happen to be able to have a quiet place to sit, then that's also quite good. So here are some meditation tips for this morning. For those who have a quiet place in their home or in their apartment or at work, just a room that you might not go to very often that seems to be very quiet and not congested. And if it's not possible to even find a room or a place that's not congested or quiet, then as I mentioned earlier, just turn your attention more inwards. We'll take the next 10 to 15 minutes to just increase our peace and our silence. It isn't always necessary for you to close your eyes. In fact, it's better not to. Focus the eyes comfortably a little distance in front of you, letting them rest on the neutral point or object, which will not be a source of distraction. And if you wish, just take a few deep breaths in and out. Breathe in and out. Keep breathing in and out. Great. As you begin to feel your body really relaxing into solitude and into a comfortable place within yourself, removing the traces of anxiety, fear, rush, frustration. Today we want to just focus on letting go of anxiety and just being present with where we are, as we are. Anxiety comes because I'm too much in the past or too much in the future. So for this moment, just rest. And with the aim and the intention that you're going to let go of any trace of anxiety. Let's take this moment.
Make yourself comfortable and allow your body to relax. Check whether you're holding on to tightness or stress in any part of your body. And let go wherever you notice you're holding on. Start at your toes. Check for any tension in your feet, in your legs and hips. Let go more and more as you check for tightness in your stomach area. Let go wherever you're holding tension in your back. Let go any tension in your arms and your hands. Open your hands. Uncurl your fingers. Relax your neck. Loosen your shoulders. Let them go. Muscles at rest. Unclench your jaw. Relax your forehead. Relax all the muscles of your face. Relax. Good. Now that your body is a little more relaxed, pay attention to your breathing. Begin to breathe more deeply. Breathe in deeply, and then breathe out fully. Breathe at a pace that's calming for you. Feel your emotions settling each time you breathe out. Feel more connected to your inner peace. Keep breathing as I remind you what you already know. Your thoughts create your state of mind. What you think affects the way you feel and the way you experience life. Keep breathing deeply. Anxious thoughts make you feel anxious and overwhelmed. Calm thoughts make you feel calm and in control. Here are some calm thoughts to focus on. Keep breathing deeply. As you say these calm thoughts in your mind, everything's going to be okay. I'm regaining control over my thoughts. I am restoring calmness to my mind. I choose positive thoughts. Keep breathing deeply. And say these calm thoughts in your mind. Inner peace is at the heart of me. I am peaceful. I am free. Inner peace is at the heart of me. Keep breathing deeply. And each time you breathe out now, have the feeling that you're releasing negative emotions. Getting them out of your system. Breathing out negative emotions with each breath out. As you breathe out now, have the sense that you're breathing out the storm of negative thoughts, getting them out of your head. With each breath out, the storm clouds that were in your head are disappearing into thin air. Let go any thought that doesn't help you. Let go any thought that doesn't empower you. Let go and be free. Choose to think uplifting thoughts. Thoughts that make you feel stronger. Everything's going to be okay. My mind is calm. I am free.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Letting Go of Anxiety by Carmen Warrington. She's out of Australia. And I sense that you can feel the energy of the space that has just been created in our special segment called Guided Meditations. Each time you get an opportunity throughout the day, just keep holding something higher in your thinking. Because in so many opportunities during the day, we are serving an energy that really isn't our best self. And there's a story about the two wolves. It was a Cherokee who was instructing his grandson about a battle that goes on in every human being. And he said to the young man, the battle is between two wolves. One is very mean and cowardly and arrogant and angry and full of self-pity and sorrow. And the other wolf is diligent, courageous, humble, benevolent, and full of compassion, joy, and empathy. And then there was a silence. And the grandson thought about the wolves for a moment and then asked his grandfather, "Grandpa, which wolf wins?" And the Cherokee elder reply, "The one you feed the most." So, as you're moving along throughout the day today, please continue to feed those thoughts that are your truth and your beauty and your power and your richness and your being, your divinity. And just to always keep in mind that you are the one in charge of your destiny. And stay true to that realization. And just remember, there really is only love available for us to share throughout the day. I'm going to end the show with There Is Only Love by Elizabeth Padilla from the Anubhuti Retreat Center in Novato, California. And we'll also end the show with some supporters of this podcast. So in the meanwhile, remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. Take care, everyone.
That sets us free. Sacred Space is a safe space drop-in center for youth seeking a place to be, to find a short refuge from violence or an abusive environment, to find loving kindness, compassion, and to experience the creative medicine of art and expression. It is a place of the heart and soul awakening. Sacred Space in Sacramento, California, an innovative program by our community, all for one and one for all.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000. If you are seeking a top-notch dentist, Dr. Marco Contreras offers all phases of implant dentistry, restorative dentistry, and he can even make you look younger with his Adara Aesthetics that offers Juvederm, Botox, Fractura treatment, facials, and much more. Not only will you come away with a beautiful smile, but Dr. Marco Contreras believes beauty is inside out and the whole experience. You will love his meditative waiting room too. Visit him and his incredible staff that is committed to reminding you just how beautiful you are. With offices in Bal Harbour, North Kendall, schedule an appointment today by calling him at 305-595-1131 or visit him at www.drmarcocontreras.
Blaylock Dialysis Center is a convenient state-of-the-art dialysis center in the Houston area, run by Dr. Panakin Patel. Relax in a comfortable environment while receiving quality care. Serving adults 18 to geriatrics, we are here to help you. Call 713-463-6611 for more information or visit us at our website at www.blaylockdialysiscenter.com. Blaylock Dialysis Center, where helping you get well is our priority.
I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.